YMZ Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Tech Talk. We are talking latest technology trends and news and whatever that's new. And I'm joined by my usual hosts, Tabiso and Karabo. And I'm Tabo. Are you guys fine? Are you guys
number
good?
One, we are one. Super. We are
yeah,
super.
Yeah. Much has just been happening on the latest technology this year, actually. Yeah. So today, I think let's just chop it down on apps, smartphone apps, actually. So we're just going to be talking about what are the nicest apps to use, daily apps that we use on our smartphones. Yeah, I think let's just stick to smartphone apps. Yeah.
WhatsApp is number one.
Why does what everyone on WhatsApp? Well, I think WhatsApp just comes tops, actually.
I think it's easy, man.
Yeah.
It's easier than Telegram. It was there before, man.
But remember when WhatsApp never used to be a thing? There was like your Mixit. There was like
BBM,
yes, yeah. There was like your BBM and all that, you know. I just liked how diverse it was. But for me, we gotta applaud what BlackBerry did with the BBM. And it was like buy a BlackBerry to use the BBM. How dope was that?
That's dope. You know what I liked about BBM? That feature where you play your music and everybody knows what you play.
Imagine,
yeah, that was,
you know,
dope.
I still use my iPhone today and think somewhere somehow that will show on my WhatsApp. That's like this guy is playing this song.
That was crazy, right?
Yeah. No, BBM was the one. And remember, I just liked the affordability of it, because you remember you had to just buy the BBS or something for just $60,
yeah,
and you sell it for the whole month. You never have to worry about data and all
slow
that.
Data, like it's not even relevant right now. Slow.
And it's just crazy how you look at it now and then that, okay, so if BlackBerry was that smart, if BlackBerry was that cheaper and we were able to communicate, and why would people just leave it and just like, okay, cool, let me just buy data now and then buy an expensive smartphone and on top of that buy this horrible and expensive data today?
I just think BlackBerry was ignorant at the time. They didn't see Android coming.
Were they much comfortable?
They were too comfortable. It was like Nokia. They were producing too much cell phones. Mm-hmm. That's why they died.
I see. Yeah.
It was like that.
Yeah.
With BlackBerry. They didn't see Android coming. And like, they didn't.
I see. And the Mixit vibes?
Ah, man, Mixit just died.
I mean, we gotta salute Mixit and BBM. I think they paved the way for the chat apps. I think they did that. We should like pay respect for those two apps, you know.
RIP to Mixit.
Yeah. But it was so cool, eh? Because I like the fact that you would just have to chat to people that you don't know. You have to be online. It shows that you're online, you are away, you meet all these strangers that you don't know. But at that time it was the cool thing for the young people, and you know, those type of things.
It was like a sweet, man.
Yeah.
Giving candy to a kid. Like, going up to a lady like, hi, can I have your BBM pin? Like,
that was the most important thing, not even the phone number, but the
BBM pin.
And that was, for me, it was the nicest thing in terms of you never even, when you went to a lady's like, can I have your number, that type of thing, like you're saying like, can I get your BBM pin? Because now it's like when you go on WhatsApp, it's like, can I get your number, are you on WhatsApp, you know?
So weird.
But we gotta applaud what's happening at the moment. WhatsApp is the thing. It's like a go-to. I even see old people using it. Like, you find mommies, daddies, old people. Everyone is just on
WhatsApp.
Right, my
granny is calling me via
WhatsApp
now.
Imagine. Yeah.
Then you devolved.
So I think they've managed to master it well, eh?
Yeah, but still, they're not monetizing it. You know, they're not making money off it.
For me, I think they're just trying to sway us or to... What was that word? They trying
making it
to,
easy for everyone to use it.
No, not even that. For me, I think they're just trying to seduce us now to use it, and then later they're gonna put all these ads or find a way to monetize it. What? Because I mean, Facebook bought WhatsApp like a couple of years ago, and it's like obviously
it's the only struggling thing they have in
there. I don't think they will just let it. I mean,
I've Instagram seen, is making money.
Yeah, they're killing Instagram. Instagram is the thing now. Yeah.
And remember, Facebook really did buy a lot of startups. Just these ones are the most successful ones.
Yes, they're the most popping. Yeah, I think. Now I also think like Instagram is. It's like it because people tend to jump with whatever that's new and what's popping, you know. Because I think people were on Facebook, everyone was on Facebook. That Facebook type of things, like I take you, you take me, I post on Facebook, you follow me on Facebook pages and everything.
I hated that. Yeah.
And then people smoothly went to Twitter. It was all about that. And then
Snapchat.
Yes, those type of thing. And now it's like Instagram, Twitter. Not a lot of people still really care about Facebook. I'm just that's
Unless
just my personal opinion.
Too,
yeah.
I don't wanna lie.
Yeah, I just think people don't really care about.
I just feel like it's connecting the wrong people too much. I just feel like it's connecting the wrong people too much. Facebook.
Yeah,
it's all about that. I just think Instagram is all about entertainment. Let's not even lie.
Yes, because pictures, videos, whatever, all the whole shit. Just filters and all that. Yeah,
you feel like you were there even though you weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like that for Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And they killed Snapchat.
They just stole from Instagram. They stole.
Either way.
Rest in peace to Snapchat.
Then there is Snapchat like that.
But for me, I feel like it's like that type of things. Like, can you do it better? They did it better.
Yes. No.
And can people fall in love with what you're doing? Everyone fell in love with Instagram. And Instagram, it's like the fastest growing social.
Yeah, I can ask you a simple question right now. If you meet someone who's into whatever business that you're doing or something, some good interest that you're in, obviously you're going to ask them, are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
You're not going to say Snapchat, right?
Yeah.
So.
And we know, we all know, as guys, the first thing when you see this honey or this lady, you'd be wanna like, okay, let me check her out. Is she on Instagram? Is she on IG? You wanna see those photos and all that?
So I just feel like Instagram and Snapchat are two different things. Like Instagram is all about videos and photos.
Okay.
Snapchat, it's like it has a twist of that, but it has the thing like let's chat, let's talk. And
I believe most people use Snapchat for filters.
Yes,
because there are like some crazy filters that I come across, I see on Instagram, and I'm like, where do these people get these crazy nice filters and whatever? What else they take them from Snapchat and then they upload their pictures, the videos.
True. To Instagram. I don't know about you all, but my Instagram is full of like naked ladies. I don't know. Like every time I just try to discover, man, it's like
I think
people there.
I'm
like, what?
I think that's where everyone the content is swaying, because there's a tab when you go to on your IG. It's like explore. Whenever you go to explore, all you see is all this IG honeys and all that, naked ladies and all that. But I mean, probably that's what everyone wants to see, because if it's there, then it means somewhere, somehow, the algorithm managed to put it there. Don't you guys think?
Yeah, but the thing about the algorithm is, it's not even like us. It doesn't even know the difference that much. You know, they're still building it.
Yeah.
It just highlights the most important like things.
Yeah.
It doesn't know what like thing is porn or not.
Oh, so it's like about the most like things.
Yeah.
People like what they see and what we see on that explore. It's like what most people like, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like if we follow each other, times of use a car, he likes that car.
Yes.
You're mostly probably gonna see that car.
The car. Yes. That's how those
algorithms don't
appear.
But for me, it's like, I mean, all these ladies that we see on the Explore, it's there. It's what people want to see. It's part what people double tap when they're on the IG feed.
No, it's what people are, like. It's what the algorithm is feeding them.
Yes.
You know, it's forced to feed. It's feeding you that thing. Remember that.
But for me, I don't see anything wrong as long as you're enjoying the content. Because the other issue that people were complaining about is the chronological order, where you open your Instagram, the first post that you see, it's like 2 minutes ago, and you scroll down, the second one is like 5 minutes ago, and then you go down, the one is like 1 hour ago, and you scroll down, you see another 1 hour ago. Yes, it's like it doesn't make sense. A lot of people complain about that.
Even Twitter is doing that. So
yes, but I think Twitter offers an option to actually see the latest tweets. I think there's an option there where you can just see the latest. Yeah, but I just know with Instagram, everyone is like, oh no, that's not it, because you get to miss what's new, what people just posted. Now you just see 5 hours ago, you're like, it's like, what's happening on my feed?
You know what's crazy? I think Twitter put itself in a difficult position,
mm-hmm.
meaning that it's one of the most important platforms right now,
yeah,
and nobody wants to pay for it, you know. It's hard to monetize Twitter. And it's impossible to monetize Twitter, you know.
Yeah.
Get money from Twitter, it's impossible. Yeah.
But they're trying with all these promoted tweets,
Do you click them? Who clicks them?
Me, whenever I see crazy ad like that, there's a top whatever there, I click on it and I say, I don't like this ad.
But for me, I just feel like also, yes, for them maybe it's about the business side.
Yeah, you gotta pay for the service.
And putting out what's best for people, because I've noticed, I follow one of the co-founders, Jack. Yes, yeah. Jack normally tweets about what's happening on Twitter, how the platform is important to them, and then making sure that they actually listen to people what they say. So I think let's give them time and see how they improve the platform. But for an end user, for someone who uses Twitter, I think the platform is working in terms of getting latest news, what's trending, information and all that.
Yeah,
because
man,
we can't shy away from the fact that Twitter is very informative.
The most important right now.
Yes. And remember they did the when there's like the 140 characters, and now there's like it's 320 or something like that.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yes, yeah. And for me, I felt like that was also nice, because people like get to create threads, and you get to, those are like the most informative things. Like even when you go for content creators, when they create content, it's easier for them to like follow threads and everything, just to not like put out bunch of tweets.
I think they killed it with the threads, man. Like threads,
they killed it, man.
How? Have you seen Black Twitter, man? Have you seen Black Twitter? Hey, they're abusing threads, like thread, everything thread.
But aren't those the most informative parts of Twitter?
Yeah,
because people like get to express or tell their stories and everything. That's what I'm saying. Like, remember going to Facebook, you find someone who wrote a post, it's like so long that you're like lazy to read.
Yeah,
and when you go to Twitter, you find the thread. Okay, it's parts. Some people are nice at it, they master the third thing, they can just put like four to five sentences. The next one, you read it nicely, that type of thing, you know, it's like a paragraph type of thing, you know. Yeah. So back to the apps, everything. So let's say we've got Instagram, we've got WhatsApp, I said, and obviously Twitter. And then what's next? Are you guys on Uber?
The abuser.
Yeah,
I like Uber, man.
Yes.
I like.
Yeah, I also think Uber is cool too, you know.
I only like Uber because of the safety.
Yes.
I just felt safer in Uber than in a Taxify.
Oh, Uber and Taxify. Yeah. Yes, because obviously we've seen all these incidents or read about them.
Sick, crazy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Even Uber is that bad. I think Uber is consumer-centric, meaning that it cares about the riders more than the drivers.
Okay.
I think that's a mistake, but I think it's important right now.
But do you think they get to, let's say, for example, I lost my phone or something went wrong, or I left a certain product or so, whatever, I left something in the car. Do they care about making sure that I get that thing? Or
I think they're still struggling with that part.
Like, yes.
I think it's the biggest struggle.
Yes, because last week, I think 2 weeks back, I left my power bank in one of the Ubers, and then even today, like,
man, I remember leaving
third or fourth week, I haven't got it back, you know.
That iPhone charger, that pin, you know, that iPhone pin. I still haven't received that thing. They're struggling there, man.
But for me, I also feel like I understand what they're trying to do, also bringing the service here in South Africa, of which is like, it's like an everyday admin type of thing, because you get all these complaints from people every day.
True.
Yes. Because I saw Anelem's daughter, she tweeted, like, she ordered some Uber Eats, and the driver was supposed to go get the food, and then the driver said, oh sorry, I got a puncher, my tire just punched, so you just have to go and reorder. Those type of things. It's like, am I as an Uber user have to suffer, or is it Uber and the driver that have to resolve such issues? Those type of thing, you know.
Yeah, I think Uber drivers still have issues with Uber. I don't think Uber is really listening to them that much. That's what I mean. Uber is consumer centric. It cares about the riders more than the drivers.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Even though they do care about the drivers, but I don't think they care that much, because they can replace the drivers that much.
Okay. I see that.
I think that's the most
important. Yeah. And
but what I can say is that there will never be a perfect service.
Yeah.
I think they can try.
People will always complain.
Yeah, but these are important complaints. Remember, if you leave your iPhone, if you leave 9 million in your Uber, you want the bag, man. You know. If you leave some important stuff, you want it back. Uber isn't really responsive at that part.
That's true.
Oh, I see what
you mean. Like, we'll tell the driver, like, oh, okay.
But remember, we also have that issue of where Uber drivers were having a clash with the
meter taxi
guys and everything. Yes, yeah. Where even people, I remember there was an incident where it was reported that some driver was banned in Pretoria or something like that. Yes, yeah, those type of things. So for me, I feel like is it a responsibility of Uber to make sure that the drivers are safe type of thing, or it's just like, let them drive and make money for us? Because Uber is just, they just taking care of the admin and the software. That's all. Yeah.
I think governments they need to intervene at this kind of situations.
Yeah.
Because they were running, like, governments, they have a hand in this mixed taxis, and they don't really have a hand in Uber. We can't control that much.
Because I also think the issue is not even also, like, for example, it's like a global issue. I remember even reading about this in other states.
New York and London,
fighting there. It was very...
It's Uber's biggest problem. It's Uber's headache.
But so far, this the past months, I haven't had any massive or outrage or whatever, everything. Yeah.
Try going to Pretoria, man.
Yeah.
Pretoria for tourism station.
You know, like there are restricted areas. That's when you know it's like, there's no Uber type of things and everything. Yes, that's the problem. Yeah. I mean, every city has got that. Like in Joburg, I know there's in town that place that you don't go in JHB, CBD. Pretoria, I know there's a place that you don't go closer to, those type of things. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah.
I don't think even Uber does inform its drivers that much. Because I remember I boarded one of the Ubers in Pretoria.
Yeah.
Whereby I had to tell the driver that, listen, don't play this side, go play another side.
He didn't know.
Yeah. I had to tell him, like, don't play next to the culture station in Pretoria, they're gonna burn you.
Oh, I see.
So I don't think Uber needs to step up when it comes to alerting its drivers and its users about certain areas.
No, I see that. I know. Let's hope that it's some of the issues that they see, and
let's hope Uber will listen to this podcast. It's important for them.
Yeah, Uber, I hope you're listening to this one. So
what's your problem with Taxify?
No, I haven't used Taxify, so I wouldn't comment much on about it. So I don't really think I'd use it. Yeah, unless I'm desperate, lost in an island somewhere, and my Uber is.
I'm just reading. Yeah, but I'm just bad like comments about it.
No, yeah. There's always something bad happening. For me, I'm just gonna say I don't trust it, so that's why I don't use it. So,
everyone is just going, and I've heard a lot of drivers saying, riders on Taxify prefer using cash, which is kind of like tricky. Same. because you can get to a place and then people don't want to pay your rider, the rider doesn't want to pay, those type of things, and you've got cash, and I mean, you can easily get robbed. So done with Uber, and what's the next step? What are you guys most using on your smartphones? YouTube. Should we put it?
YouTube is the video library of the world.
Oh yes, yeah. Video library of the world. We have to put YouTube there. Yeah, I know. I enjoy watching shows. Actually, I don't own a TV set.
I don't need one.
Yeah, So I just catch up on most shows on YouTube. Not necessarily talking about your Netflix's, Showmax and everything. We'll get to that part. We'll discuss this, those streaming services. I think one other podcast. We should, hey?
YouTube is still the most important video platform in the world.
And they're doing good, actually.
The users, not to the content creators. I think they're all crying about restrictions out there.
But for an end user who wants information, and you can learn a lot of things on YouTube, like a bunch of things actually.
Anything you can learn.
So props on that. And other else, I'm not okay. The only related health app I would say is the Nike Run Club, because I run most days, so that's the most thing, and I'm cool with it. It takes care of me, so I don't know if you guys have got
I love it.
It's the most the most interesting app.
And what do you guys think about Shazam?
Relevant.
It's also essential to have in your phone. I would recommend that to everyone.
I remember we were in a club the other day, and there was this group of ladies that was like, "Chummy, can you please Shazam the song?" Like in a club, it's like, okay, but it's not a bad thing, because that's what the app is for, listening to music. I remember even AKA, the rapper, did say that he uses Shazam like when he's watching movies and all that, because he's a musician, you get to enjoy some of the samples, some of the songs that you hear on movies and soundtracks and all that. It's like, I use Shazam, so yeah, it is one of the most nice apps, actually. Like, the innovation,
like, you can't play Insecure series without Shazam. It's impossible. They just hit you with the numbers.
So I think it helps with that. And I've also recently noticed that Apple purchased Shazam.
Because
I like what I see on the thing. It's like, you get to, like, when you on Shazam a song on iPhone, you get to Shazam a song, and you are able to exactly at the same time add that song to your playlist. So I think that's the dopest thing. It's like, you get to add it to your own playlist, and then that's simple. So I think they nicely playing it with integrating with it to smartphone or your music app that comes default on the smartphone. So I like what they're doing.
What are your favorite photo editing apps?
Before I get to I put most of my photos on Instagram or Twitter. I know a lot of people like VSCO. Is it VSCO? A lot of people love VSCO, but I'm not on VSCO. I've used VSCO before until I discovered Afterlight. Afterlight is nice. I know a lot also people use Lightroom.
Yes,
Adobe Lightroom. But for me, I prefer Afterlight. Afterlight does it for me. I'm comfortable with it. I enjoy the filters. You get to buy filters, but it comes with a bunch of filters, and it's not for free. You buy it. So that's what I like about it. And also navigation, for navigation purposes. I know a lot of people love Google Maps, but I'm on Waze. I know it's a battle of the both with what I've noticed.
Which is crazy, because they are owned by the same company. Google owns both of them.
But for me, I prefer Waze any time of the day.
I see most Uber drivers use the Waze app.
It's somehow connected to their app. I don't know how. But for me, Waze it's easier to navigate, to see places and everything. I'm not saying there's something wrong with Google Maps. I just think it's
like a community.
Yes, type of thing. Like. But also Google Maps, I like the latest updates, because you get to see where you parked your car, those type of things.
I have a bad experience with Google Maps.
You can also book into restaurants.
It's not just like navigation. It has become more an interesting app.
I like,
because you can Google pizza place that are near to you.
Nice.
Sushi place near to you. Restaurants, bars, and all that. So
That's dope. Mm. That's dope. Yeah,
it's crazy.
And also for your productivity, taking notes and all sorts of things. I came across Evernote. Yeah,
that's number one.
It's one of the nicest, beautiful apps. Yeah, yeah. Especially for people who love taking notes. You're in the office. You like to take notes for productivity and sharing notes or whatever. You know, because you can attach clips. You can attach videos, photos, PDFs, documents. You know, yeah.
Me, I'm using the normal notes on my iPhone.
You know what's the biggest problem with that? Yes. Is that when you try to move phones like to Android, it's the most difficult thing you can do. Because you'll be writing like 1,000 notes.
Yeah.
You need to copy in them, like copy, paste at the Evernote and copy in.
My experience with this, why I like it, whatever note that I'm writing here, it appears on my MacBook.
That's
what I like. Even whatever I'm writing from my Mac, it appears here.
Okay, but let's say I hear what Garo was saying. Garo is got a point,
because I love it.
Let's say you want to take those notes and use them on your Windows something. Yeah.
I'm sure there's a way. There is no way. Remember, Apple is trying to keep everything inside
Apple. Yes, yeah. So with Evernote, you can download Evernote the desktop app and then you just
I'm checking on my phone. It says you can share the note and then it appears here. Say create PDF. I can share via email. You know. So,
but that's like a long process. Imagine if you got over 2,000 notes. So what are you going to do? You're going to copy and paste them. Yeah,
okay,
so that's
something I'll check out.
So big ups to Evernote. They've got a nice app actually. So it's a very 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 sick, very cool app.
But do remember they also have plans.
Mm.
Yeah, some of them.
Oh yes, the pricing and everything. No, that's nice. Yeah. And then I'll also include SoundCloud on my app list. Yeah, I think for one, music reasons. Number two, for also podcast reasons. I know you got your own Apple podcast, whatever, and everything, but there's also nice podcast and music that you can discover on SoundCloud. So I would also recommend it. Yeah. So I don't know what you guys would list on your
Spotify. As my lover right there, I love Spotify.
Does Spotify have podcast?
Yes, they do.
Oh, they do. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think we should also get some of this podcast on Spotify. Yeah, I'm still. I know Spotify launched a couple of months ago in South Africa, and I know there's a whole lot of local catalog that's missing. But international music is there, so I'm still not using Spotify. I'm still not recommending it because the catalog is not insane.
Don't say recommending, man. Don't say I love Spotify.
No, I do. Okay. Do you listen to?
I use Spotify only.
Do you listen to 60-70% of local music?
I try, because it's not even there some of them. That's the other problem. Even when you're talking about joyous celebrations,
yeah,
they only have the latest one. Like, you know, the last three albums. So like, I've been looking for Joyous 3. It's not there. Yeah.
But I'm sure you would find the latest, all these Nasty C's, AKA.
Yeah, anything latest, I think it's Fusi
Novos, yes, latest, yeah. But if I want to listen to I want to listen to Boomshaka and those type of things.
Boomshaka is there. I've been playing the other track about Boomshaka, it's there.
But the catalog is not insane. It's not insane.
It's not full.
Yeah, so that's why I'm still sticking to my Apple Music. I'm fresh.
Wait, I've been trying to ask you about this question. Where is that guy? Aries, you know Aries?
Yes, Aries.
Where is Aries' albums? Did they pull them off?
On let me see.
Paradise?
On Apple Music, yes. Paradise is there.
I can't find Paradise on Spotify. It's impossible.
The first album is there, I'm for real. Aries is on Apple Music. I the first album, I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah, but I've been trying to play that track in there.
But remember some of these things that happen. It's like remember Aries had to live ambitious and everything. Because remember that some of the stuff, music that they put on Apple, on this streaming platform, is like when there's an issue with labels and everything, they get to keep the music or remove the music. Remember that's another thing.
Yeah.
Because I remember recently AKA had an issue when they removed some of his music videos on YouTube, and it's like, okay, what's happening? Is that a record label issue type of thing? You know, yes, yeah. So maybe that's why some of the albums you won't find on other platforms. But no, I think Elise has got the music.
I'll have to double check. Yeah. Maybe it's my Spotify. Let's not do that. Maybe it's my Spotify.
That's why I'm still not blown.
Hey, don't blame Spotify.
I'm still not fully blown, you know. Yeah. So I think that's pretty much for my apps list. I don't know if you guys wanna name drop our views.
And obviously there's like banking apps that most of the users own. Yeah, you know, your FMB and a bank.
I think we should have a podcast just to break down those, like which banking app is the most. Yeah, yeah. We should do that. I would also name drop Reddit. Reddit is just like a social app. It's like a social media app and everything. I like the feed. I like the content that you get there and everything. So you just categorize. So you just go there and then see what which category you want to, sports, music, whatever, and then you just get topics and then people talking about engaging on that. I'll also name drop the best, for me, the best mailing app. Mail up, Gmail does it for me.
Does it for you? I use Zoho. Does it for me?
What's that?
Zoho. Yeah.
Okay.
Zoho. Zoho.com.
Okay. Is it dope?
Perfect.
Okay. I've never had.
I love Zoho.
I'm cool with Gmail. Tell me, so you?
Gmail does it.
Gmail. For me. Okay. Yeah. Pretty much that. That's what we have. And yeah.
And also tune in, you know, for radio.
Oh,
tune in
yes.
On smartphones, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's another thing. It's like you want to listen to some radio on your smartphone. Yeah. Pretty amazing. No one's mentioned a Snapchat. We only talked about it when we were talking about Instagram.
You all killed Snapchat. Yeah. Instagram just stole everything from Snapchat.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, those are our recommendations for this episode and everything. Yeah, let us know what you think. Hashtag is Tech Talk, talking tech, and then tag us and then let us know. Share your comments, your views, and everything. This is Thabo, Thabiso, and Karabo. Yeah, let us know what you think, and then follow us on social media. On Twitter, Instagram, it's at Thabo Thabiso. Are you on Twitter, Instagram?
Yeah, Karabo Gerald.
Yeah, so it's another one, guys, and stay tuned for the next week ones. Cheers.